welcome to the Nursery Pavilion at Lord's for the MCC Spirit of Cricket Cowdery Lecture 2012. You've just heard Jesse J with Domino.
My lords,
and now
and
here's Philip Hodson, the President of MCC.
Can I firstly extend a very warm welcome to you all here tonight on this, the 12th occasion of the Spirit of Cricket, nay Cowdery Lecture. And it is, of course, appropriate that the name Cowdery is associated with this lecture, and it's wonderful to see Christopher, Graham and Jeremy here tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you very much indeed. Of course, when we remember Colin, I don't think we remember his 7,600 runs in test matches or 120 catches. We remember the style, we remember the elegance, we remember the ease, we remember the time he had to play his shots and his timing. But we also remember the way he played the game. And that is really the essence of why we're here tonight, the spirit of cricket. The format of tonight is very much as it's been before. Our guest speaker will speak, hopefully. Be a bugger if he didn't. And then we will have a question-answer format run by Mark Nicholson. So a huge debt of thanks to Mark, because Mark does this every year for the last 12 years, and he also promotes the spirit of cricket worldwide. Thank you, Mark, for all you do for MCC's spirit of cricket. Don't give him too many applause, please. Go to his head. And then, of course, we have a panel. And on that panel, there are two great players who need no introduction, really, but from different eras. We have Derek Underwood, that consummate slow left-arm bowler for England, who played a lot, of course, with Tony in the same era and played for England and in the World Series. And then we have, of course, Stuart Broad. Thank you for coming tonight, Stuart, in the middle of a busy schedule. There is a passing resemblance between Stuart and Tony at the same age. I hasten to add the same age, Stuart. So you've got to remember that's what you'll look like when you get to that age. But you seem to be breaking records everywhere you go, and it really is a great privilege to have someone from the modern game to talk tonight with Mark and Derek about perhaps the impact of some of the things that our speaker will talk about. The video. That, of course, as many of you will know, was Jesse J and a song called Domino. She's not a member of the club currently, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time. But, of course, the video was the inspiration of one Millie Stevenson, the daughter of our esteemed head of cricket, who, in a desire to usurp her father at an early age, gave a presentation to the club. And that video has been adopted. It was her idea. And it's gone through to hundreds of schools around the 4,000 Chance to Shine schools that we deal with in the United Kingdom. And it's gone as far abroad as Afghanistan, India, and Sri Lanka. Great tribute to Millie. Watch your job, John. And now we come to the main speaker, Tony Greig. And I thought it appropriate, particularly this week when a certain all-rounder has had a go at a certain broadcaster, to remind the assembled audience of Tony's figures. They sometimes get forgotten amidst the hoi polloi of today, the number of games that are played today. Tony played 58 test matches for England. He scored 3,600 runs at an average of above 40. He then took 141 wickets at 32 and took 87 catches in 58 matches. That's quite an astounding all-round record. I don't think he'll be writing to Mr. Atherton this week. More particularly, Tony is not the first guest speaker at this lecture who was born in South Africa. Of course, we had Bishop Tutu, Barry Richards. He's not the first speaker to have captained England. We've had Geoffrey Boycott, who from memory we allowed to captain England on two occasions. He's not the first speaker to reside in Australia. We've had Adam Gilchrist. He's not the first speaker to play for World Series cricket. We've had Clive Lloyd and others. And he's not the first speaker to have spent the last 30 years absolutely on the front line of broadcasting and commentating about the game he loves, because we've had Richie Beno. But I tell you what, he's the first speaker we've had who combines all those attributes. And it's a great pleasure tonight. I can think of nobody better to deliver the Cowdery Spirit of Cricket lecture than Tony Gregg.
Thank you. Thank you, mate.